This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. We are talking about whether or not you would pay money, good money, hard-earned money, to see holographic images of your favorite artist performing in concert, or maybe some of your favorite lecturers or some of your favorite scientists or whatever. Would you pay good money for that? You know, and does it raise any ethical concerns for you? We've actually had a few more messages via WhatsApp. We've had one that we should probably address. Pseudoman would be somebody to go and see. How can we not think about, you know, somebody like P. Ramlee as well? Go and see P. Ramlee sat down on stage. Something like that would be well worth paying good money for, right?
Yes, I agree.
Thanks for the suggestion, Joe. Now, do you have any more tweets?
Yes, we have one here by Dippy Dro, who says, MCR official, My Chemical Romance.
Aren't they still around and reforming as well?
Yes, but they maybe be getting back together. Not sure just yet.
He's too busy writing The Umbrella Academy season 2, right? That's what he's doing.
So here's the thing. I was thinking, like, you know, we're missing Arvin in the studio today. And yes. I was wondering, what would Arvin pay to watch via holographic performance, right?
Anything, I would guess.
I would think wrestling.
Of course.
He would want to watch, like, you know, a legend wrestling with someone from today, maybe. You know? Yeah.
See, I couldn't even pick names out of the air because I don't know any of these wrestlers. And if I did, he'd slap me silly for getting it wrong.
Yeah, like Hulk Hogan? Remember Hulk Hogan and
The
Rock?
He's still around. Oh, Hulk Hogan and The Rock?
Or maybe they already did that, really.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know.
You know you're going to get a message from Arvin now, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. But also personally for me, you know, we were talking about Vocaloid earlier and how that's also, you know, a holographic performance
the
kind of thing.
The Gorillaz too?
The Gorillaz. Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah. I would love to watch Daffy Duck do stand-up.
Something like that would be hilarious.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so if you tuned in yesterday, our topic of discussion was about drone delivery services in Cyberjaya. And we asked the question of whether or not you guys thought we were ready for drone deliveries. Now, a company called Average Drone were part of that discussion. I think the piece was from The Star. And they'd also done a piece on Bonama as well, where they talked about it was a 3-month trial project. They were going to be trying it out. We had a lot of questions that we thought we wanted answering. We reached out to Average Drone. Jeff had got an awful lot to say about this yesterday. And after the show, we received a phone call from the guy from Average Drone, Hamdi. He then spoke with Jeff, and then we received an email with some things clarifying what Average Drone had to say.
Yeah, so CEO Hamdi Hamdan was nice enough to call us right after we got out of the studio, and he just wanted to reach out and kind of clear the air, set the record straight, and, you know, like, put all our concerns to bed. And this is what he had to say. He said that the company started out in 2013 and were focused on selling off-the-shelves drones, and occasionally they customize their drones for customers for specific uses and tasks. And then, as for the drone food delivery project, they are collaborating with Future Rice and Jaran Berhad for a trial basis, and they have specific targets of specific target users, foods and locations and flight routes for the 3-month trial. They also Hamdi also said that if you watch the video where they were interviewed by Bernama, they did mention that they need 3 months to do trials to determine the viability of the project before they could open it up to the general public. And if the trials and tests are successful, they will invite the public, Cyberjaya residents, to test the drone food delivery service. I don't think we mentioned it, but what they plan to start out with is nasi lemak delivery.
Yeah.
Right?
He then went on to say, "We'd like to take this opportunity to clear the air with you guys that the whole project is self-funded and was not funded by Futurize, MDEC, or the Finance Ministry, or any other entities for that matter. We were only given land and airspace, including working space by Futurize, to conduct the test. We also would like to verify that the drones that we used for this project were designed, developed, and programmed by our own engineers, and we didn't buy the drones off the shelves as what you presumed during the talk show. It took us almost 4 months to build and complete the whole process, including a few crashes and a change of design. All safety and security measures have been addressed for this project, including flight routes, landing space, food disbursement, and fail-safe mechanisms. The drones will be flying fully autonomous, and our team will be monitoring the whole process of the delivery and back." Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, and they said, by the way, we were unknown to some simply because drone companies in Malaysia are not given enough coverage in what we do and what we can offer to our fellow Malaysians until most recently.
Kudos. Thank you very much, Hamdi, for getting back in touch and letting us know and filling in those gaps. I do believe we're trying to organise an interview with Hamdi at some point as well.
Yes.
So if you yourselves at home have any further questions that you'd like us to address, please do email us, enterprise@bfm.my, with your questions regarding the drones, and we'll put them towards Hamdi when we get the chance.
One other thing that he mentioned to Jeff, but it was not part of his email to us, is that we remember how we checked out their Twitter profile and
yes.
there was nothing past 2017. That's when they decided to, you know, stop selling off-the-shelf, not droids, drones, and work on producing their own drones.
Well,
there
right?
we go. That's why they've been busy for the past 2 years. Also, why their website is not up and running is because they claim that as soon as they got all this coverage on Bernama and The Star and BFM, their website was hacked.
Hacked?
Yep.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Better get that sorted out, guys, because I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of people checking your website after this show. Right, if you miss this show or any other show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available a little bit later on via the app, which is available in the Apple App Store, Google Play. You can also stream us on Spotify. You can also head over to bfm.my/podcast and have a listen there, right, Ords?
Yep.
Now, of course, we started off with that story about whether or not it's a gimmick or is it ghost slavery or is it something you'd like to go and see? Like it or not, the hologram revolution, the hologram concert revolution is here, and some companies are making their mission clear. They'll be creating premium holographic shows. But do we still have ethical questions?
Yes, and then that story about how, you know, if you don't trust Facebook's Libra, it really doesn't matter because convenience will win at the end of the day. And, you know, it looks like Libra could win the crypto game.
Indeed. And then, of course, we just cleared the air for Average Drone. Thanks very much again to Hamdi for sending in the email and for the phone call for helping us clear the air. And, of course, to Jeff for raising some of those issues that I think we all wanted answering. Now, we've got music to take us out of the show from part of the Rat Pack, Mr. Frank Sinatra, of course, with Come Fly With Me. Oh, Christine. Now, but don't go anywhere because coming up after the news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Raghav Gupta. He's the director of India and APAC for Coursera. Now, they've become synonymous with online tertiary learning, offering over 3,000 courses in partnership with prominent higher education institutes. As more players enter the online education space, what is Coursera's strategy to maintain their edge? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Raghav, the director of India and APAC for Coursera to find out. My name is Rich Bradbury with
Audrey Raj
and our producer Christine Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.